welcome everyone and just say that I'm really grateful for this opportunity to be together again with like mind and like heart, especially at this time. It's a beautiful opportunity to really unify and to really join with inspiration and prayer. And tonight is really a great opportunity to be with Rachel, who is a core team member of a New Earth movement, a very impeccable woman who's been dedicated to the path of spirit for over 25 years, really for many lifetimes, I could say. So I'm really happy to have Rachel here joining in with our team and to share her wisdom and to offer a channeling. I'm going to pass it over to her so she could say a few words before her opening. And I just want to welcome you, Rachel, and thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, Nina, and greetings to everybody that's on this call. And I just wanted to ask you all to take a moment to take a deep breath and to feel your aliveness at this moment and your gratitude and thanks to be alive on this Mother Earth, wherever you are. And I'm going to start by opening and saying a prayer and reaching out for a message for us at this time. And I would like to pray for each one of us and for myself included, that all of our angels, saints, guides, teachers, power animals, and healers can surround each one of us in a circle of white light. I like to ask at this time to be a clear and perfect conduit and a hollow bone for any messages for humanity at this time. I like to ask to be connected into the central system of the central source, reaching out to the highest realms of our ancient brothers and sisters, of the universal, unified, collective consciousness, to the center above the center, to the highest frequencies of the highest source, to the highest beings that can lend their helping hand, and to send these frequencies out as a message, as a hope for humanity at this time. And opening to receive this message, and for each one of you to be open to receive the message. For at this time, there is great changes upon your planet. You are moving into a time of rapid change, for there is a quickening in your pace. There is an inaction that requires action at this moment for you to come into a deep alliance, into a deep strength, relinquishing your former form, your former identity. For as you pull forward and you come out of this placement of your solitary confinement, will you know the answer of the truth? Will you know the answer of the imperative calling, of the divine jurisdiction of the reins in which you enact, in which in this time there is momentary pauses for you to come home true to your divine breath, for you to feel and awaken to your inner calling, for the flourishing of your divine nature. It is an inner matrix. It is an inner system. It is an inner frequency at this time that you come into balance and that you come into harmony, and for you to find the truth of your own essence, for you to learn the deep inner silence of your own essence. For it is this inner silence that will cause this ceasing of the chaos. For each one of you to find the inner silence for the turbulence to cease. There will be destruction at this time, but do not feel that you are in an inebriated state. For it is time for you to come into your beckoning. It is time for you to come into your calling. It is time for you to remember your truth. It is time for you to hold your head up high. It is time for you to find peace within your heart. It is time for you to find movement in your solitude, this inner movement of your inner delights, of your inner harnessing of your divine heart, of finding the truth of your divine calling. For when you cease this paralysis of these times, of these placements that seem hard, they seem like frustrations, they seem like a woeful time upon your planet. But as you move in a direction, it will be time to unite with your callings, to move forward together. And you will can move forward together at this time in your individual identity and your individual state, in your own solace. As you take this time of solitary embrace, to embrace yourself depth into the depths of your core, to love each and every aspect of the core of the depth of yourself, to find your truth, to find your wisdom, to build together. For there will be a new structure that will need to be rebuilt. It will be a new time. It will be in a new awareness. It will be a new calling in which you will pull together, in which you will find your divine heartbeat of one another through finding your own inner core heartbeat at this time. As you move into the coiling of your inner spirit, and you pull into yourself, and you remember the ones that are true in your heart, you can offer your prayers at this time for the protection of the ones that you love. For there is uncertainty upon your planet. This is a purification process. It is an alignment. It is a new calling. There will be a fresh breeze of hope at the end of this dark juncture. But we call it out to each one of you at this time to open your eyes and realize your own truth. For each one of you is a select common core of the divine uniting, of the unified form, of the unified race, of the divine race that will follow and will take messages upon the planet. For it is time to plant the seeds of hope in these dark chambers, for the flourishing of the light to return, to bring the divine flourishing of the divine calling, to allow the spirit of your own inner essence to penetrate outward in a healing manner, for you to harness your own inner strength, for you to harness your own inner beauty, for you to calm your inner chambers, for you to find within your inside yourself your own divine form. For it is there within the shell that has not had the time to be silenced, that has not had the time to flourish out. It is like a cocoon nature at this time. And it is up to you how you will emerge. We are calling out to you at this time to emerge in your beautiful form. For each one of you has a strength of beauty that is within inside each one's chamber. It is a calling of beauty of your own individual form, your own individual identity. It is with this that you will walk with a newfound strength. It is important to take care at this time, to allow the warmth to penetrate each cell, to bring nourishment into your body, to bring nourishment into your mind, to be conscious of your thoughts, to have a profound sense of your own awareness and where your awareness lies and where your truth is in a new form. And it is within this awakening, this time of turbulence and change, that you will be rumbled and shaken to your core. You may at times feel afraid, but you need to have faith in these times, in these dark moments, and allow a fresh breeze to penetrate your core. Allow the time to accept a fresh breeze of hope. Allow time to not go into despair for humanity. For these are predicted times that you are living in. There will be great changes and many more times to come. It is important for you to harness your strength. It is important for you to harness your will. It is important for you to harness your divine form. It is important for you to harness your divine truth. And you will walk together in a collective form. This is a consciousness that will pertain unto each one of you as you join together in knowing your inner desire, in knowing your inner truth. You will have a delight of inner memories, for there will be inner sanctions to be crossed. And at these times, there will be mending. There will be mending of amends to take form. And you can work together as you are in your solitude, for you are in an electronic age of great awareness in which you can unite through other forms. And when you emerge, there will be a flourishing and a calling. Allow the purifying winds to penetrate your core. Allow the purification that will be coming, for there will be more rumblings upon Mother Earth. This is not the only rumbling that will take form. It is important to become solidified in your stance, to find your inner balance at this time, to follow where your mind and your consciousness ceases to pertain to unimportant manners. It is important to pull together in your thoughts and your forms and move forward. In these times of inactivation, you will find a high frequency that is penetrating into your core. It will bring a new awareness, for there is a dawning and a calling. This is a new time of awakening. We are moving into a new chamber of consciousness. This is a movement of a spinning. And at times, it can feel as though it's going to wipe you out if you do not find your center and your balance at this time. It is important to find rest. It is important to find silence. It is important to harness your own true self. It is important to come into balance. It is important to come into your own awakening. It is important to come into your own truth. It is important to find your divine will. And you will walk forward in a humble manner, for it is within this humble strength that you will find the placement of your calling. It is the humble will. It is the humble action. It is a humble force. For this force that is awakening on your family, on your planet, it can humble you to your knees at this time. If you need to fall to your knees and cry out in desperation, for a prayer, for humanity, for the calling, for the awakening, for the joining, for the uniting, for the movement of a new place, for the movement of the new calling. For this is a new era that you will find on the other side of this dark, turbulent time. For it will penetrate and it will break, and it will bring truth. It will bring awareness. It will shatter the core. It will bring remembrance, for this has all been pertained to in past times. This is not the past flourishing upon your planet. This is a moment in which you will delight. You will bring forth new information as you pull together your wisdom and you form together the consciousness that will take a new form here on your earth plane. It is a calling. It is a remembrance. It is a contract of awakening. It is an awakening time period in which you are entering. An awakening does not always come in a simple manner, for sometimes it takes turbulence to awaken this manner, to awaken the awakened, to move the awakened, to join together with the higher force, to join together with the force of the collective calling. For there is a higher frequency for you to join in your form, for you to allow this to penetrate your core, to allow the wisdom to be remembered, to join in the silence of this time. As we come into a silence, as we come into the workings of our inner knowing, as we come into the remembrance of our desired joined form, and we join with one another in our heart space, we allow our heartbeat to harmonize within the Sacred Mother, the divine heart of divine will, of divine truth, of divine calling, of divine uniting, of divine activation. As you move with consciousness in a steady manner at this time,
Do you have any guidance for us at this time of how to protect ourselves and our families during these turbulent times? Any other specific guidance?
You must pull in. This is a time which you must not breach the contract of pulling in. If you take this as an opportunity, it can be a gift at this time. Ones will perish at this time. It is important to hold your head high and follow the divine consciousness and know that this is part of the divine contract. There is an important force of hope and free will in which you join together in prayer and heartfelt spaces, and you can join one another in focusing on certain community members of your family in which you send positivity and healing refreshment, and there will be new breezes. And you must place in your fears. You must place your fears into the heart of the earth, and you must allow it to take form into a new growth and a new springtime that is awaiting you at this time. It is important to protect yourself in these dark times, to allow your energy to come inward, to regain your strength, to regain your balance, to find your own inner silence, to find your own inner heartbeat at this time, to allow this to be a purification of past mistakes. For this is a time in which there is a collection of calling, and it will be a welcoming, and it will be a momentary time in which you are allowed to take a pause of regeneration, of allowing yourself rejuvenation. Do not feel guilty at this time to allow this moment to rejuvenate your deeply worn out systems.
Can you talk to us a little bit more about divine will?
This is a high force and frequency in which it causes movement from the divine will, in which you allow yourself to know where you are going. You use your will to propel yourself forward into your divine form, allowing your frequencies, allowing your gifts to penetrate to humanity. For each one here has their own select operation, their own selectful harmonic frequency. It is a gift in which you can share your essence. The divine will is a calling. It is a form that comes from your inner silence, and that you can move forward with this will of nature, in which you willfully will the divine form. This is a frequency. This is a manner. It pertains to the inner self, in which you must know yourselves at this time. And then you can move forward with a will, a willful nature, to help for the common good of all.
Is there a message for Mother Earth at this time?
Mother Earth is deeply sighing, for she is exhausted. She is about to roll over from her slumber of exhaustion and pollution. And there will be a purification process, and it may come in the form of high winds. It is important to remain in your homes at these times when the mother begins to roll over. But it is important to stay harnessed, to stay deeply connected, for we are connected one and all with her. We must align our breath. We must place our hands upon the Mother Earth to ask for her healing, to allow her to heal us, but for us to heal her. For this is a moment where she has the opportunity from a deep slumber to roll over and to awaken, and her powerful forces will awaken. You will feel there may be times of destruction of nature, but hold on to yourselves. It is an opportunity to arise in your preparedness of your divine calling at this time.
Thank you so much, Rachel, and thank you to the beings of light. Thank you for this opportunity to share these messages with us.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Leanne, if you're there, if you want to say a few closing words to the people and invite them to our prayer on Tuesday, and I'm going to sign off and allow you to take over. So thank you, Leanne.
All right. Thank you so much, Rachel. And thank you, Nina, for allowing this channeling to take place. And we would just really like to invite everyone to join us again on Tuesday night for our community prayer so that we can continue to stay connected during this time and unify together as what is being requested at this time. So thank you all for joining us, and we look forward to being with you again in the prayer next week.
Thank you.